This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. You know, it's Science Friday here. We love the octopus. Whether it's octopus camouflage or weird walking behavior, we are fans of those eight-limbed sea creatures. So when this week we got word of one species of octopus, the larger Pacific striped octopus, that breaks a lot of the standard octopus rules, we needed to talk about it. And we brought in an expert, Richard Ross, whose discovery of the unique octopus behavior is published in the journal PLOS One. He's a senior biologist at the Steinhardt Aquarium in California Academy of Sciences, and he's with me here at KQED Studios in San Francisco. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thanks for having me on.
Tell us about this weird behavior.
Well, there's a bunch of the weird behaviors. So the two biggest weirdest behaviors would be the way this octopus mates and the way it hunts food. So the hunting of food is pretty spectacular. You know when you're sitting with somebody and you reach behind them and touch them on the shoulder and they don't know your arm is behind them?
It's like a little trick you're playing.
Yeah. That's what these guys do. So they stalk their prey as well. Most other octopuses just pounce. So these guys stalk up and then they slowly reach an arm up and over the shrimp and tap it behind it and make it run towards the octopus.
Oh, it thinks it's on the other side and runs right in the wrong direction.
Exactly. I think we need to come up with a phrase for what that tapping your friend on the shoulder is and call it that. And then it runs right into the octopus and they catch it that way. Yeah. So that's pretty spectacular.
And did an octopus on somebody. We'll come up with
a phrase. Octopus on somebody. I like it. I like it.
I tell you, and it works every time.
It doesn't work every time. No. Capture behavior works every time, but it works a lot.
Because they're smart, those octopuses.
I like to say they appear smart because it's so hard to, parse out what smart is, but they absolutely do things that appear smart.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the mating weird behavior.
The mating is the weirdest behavior because, in general, octopuses want to get away from each other because they tend to eat each other, or at least that's the prevailing wisdom. Perhaps this research will show that more don't do that, but it looks like only this one does this. So, normal octopuses will mate either from far away from each other with the male's specialized sperm matterphor depositing arm reaching out across, or the male will mount the female up on the mantle, back behind the octopus, away from the female's arms and mouth. These guys mate beak to beak or sucker to sucker. So underneath the octopus, where the arms all go together and the suckers kind of come to a point, that's where their mouths are. And these guys mate beak to beak with their faces pressed together and their arms touching and their suckers all lined up.
Unusual among octopuses.
Incredibly unusual. Very strange.
Are octopuses normally loners or do they live with packs or together?
Normally they're loners or normally we think they're loners. And we, of course, need to do more research out in the field and see what they're doing in the wild. But they're mostly loners. When you keep them in aquaria, you always keep them alone because you want to continue to have octopuses and not have them eat each other.
The strange case of tapping the shrimp, is that something that they learn on their own or is it passed down? Is it hardwired in their genes or something?
No idea. We'd love to know that answer.
Now, I know that you, because we've talked about this before, about what is the correct plural for octopus. People always say octopuses like you do or octopi. But I understand you have a whole new word I've never heard of.
Yeah, it comes from Greek. So the right way to do the plural of octopuses would be octopodes.
Octopodes.
Octopodes. But people will hit you if you say that. So I don't recommend you say that. But octopuses is more correct. Octopi is also acceptable because when you bring words in from other languages to English, you can Latinize them. Mm-hmm. But we all use octopuses.
What is there about octopuses that you would like to learn that you haven't learned? There's just a lot of stuff that they do.
Yeah. I would like to be able to know how intelligent they are and how we could quantify that. And with the larger Pacific striped octopus, we absolutely would want to know why they're mating beak to beak. What is that?
Do you have any thoughts about what it might be?
Well, another interesting thing they do, which is different from almost every other octopus except their cousin, is they lay multiple clutches of eggs. You know, around Mother's Day, we get that story about the octopuses that give all, the mother gives all, and she tends her eggs, and then she dies. And these guys, not so much.
No.
These guys, we had one for 8 months that was continually laying eggs. And so we're having eggs hatching the whole time. So concurrently, we had all different developmental stages of eggs going on. And when the female is brooding, she is sitting at her den with her mouth parts and her suckers exposed at the entrance, presumably to protect it. So perhaps that mating came across because when a male comes up, that's the position they're in, and it's actually safer to negotiate front to front than it would be to try to find a different way to mate.
It looks like you just love to talk about octopuses.
I love octopuses. They're the coolest animals on the planet.
Why? What got you interested in versus other marine?
Well, I like other marine things too, but octopuses are aliens on our planet. I mean, they're the closest thing we're going to get to that. They have eight arms. They have suckers all over the place. They have great eyesight. They can make ink. They can swim. They have jet propulsion.
We have a video. We saw them running also.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never thought they
can walk bipedally. The more we learn, the more interesting they become to me.
So if you went to another planet and you saw these things, you'd say, wow, what a weird life form they have here, but we actually have them on our own planet.
Yeah, so what else do you have?
Is there a lot of research that goes on in studying?
I don't know if there's a lot, because there could always be more. So there is a lot.
Is there an experiment you would like to do that you can't do yet?
I would like to get into the field and get really good observations of what these octopus are doing in the wild. So we would know how often are they mating with each other. Do they pair bond? Because sometimes these guys stay in the same den, the male and female. They also seem to occur in groups. So there could be 40 of them in the same area. And what are they doing all day? How are they interacting? We don't know that.
The fact that they're called the largest Pacific striped octopus, are they just out here? In the Pacific?
They're in the Pacific, off the coast of Central America. There's also a lesser Pacific striped octopus, which we should really call the smaller Pacific striped octopus, so at least the first letter of the initialism is different.
Not a lesser versus larger.
Yeah.
Does it have the same behavior? Or different?
It's got different mating behavior, more standard mating behavior, but it also does lay multiple clutches of eggs. So it does that, which is very bizarre.
I see you hate your job.
I absolutely hate my job. Not at all. I think I've got the best job in the world.
Richard Ross is a senior biologist at Steinhardt Aquarium at the California Academy of Sciences. Can you see the octopi? Octopodes?
Octopodes.
Are they an exhibit out there?
Not yet. We're hoping to get down to the Central America and get some more and put them on display again.
Okay, the octopodes. I'll get it right. The octopodes. Senior biologist, Steinhardt Aquarium in California Academy of Sciences. Thank you for taking time to be with us today. And you can see a video of the hunting behavior on our website at sciencefriday.com/shrimpsnack.
Nice. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.